This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Donald Trump late on Friday hailed what he termed a medical miracle. It was the immediate but extremely limited availability of a coronavirus vaccine less than a year after the first cases of COVID-19 were reported in the United States. In a video message posted on Twitter, Mr. Trump said the first doses of the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration approved for emergency use, will be administered within 24 hours. He added they will be, quote, free for all Americans. The president said the vaccine, quote, will save millions of lives and soon end the pandemic once and for all. That assertion contradicted health officials who note it will be months before many Americans can be inoculated and that eradication of COVID-19 is far from assured. There was no immediate reaction from President-elect Joe Biden. Earlier this week, Mr. Biden promised that 100 million vaccine doses would be administered in the first 100 days of his administration. Mr. Biden will be sworn in on January 20th. Iran has executed a journalist over his online work that helped inspire nationwide economic protests in 2017. Iranian state television and the state-run IRNA news agency say Ruhollah Zam was hanged early Saturday morning. This was just months after he returned to Tehran from exile in Paris. In June, a court sentenced Zam to death, saying he had been convicted of corruption. It's a charge often used in cases involving espionage or attempts to overthrow Iran's government. Zam's website and a channel he created on the popular messaging app Telegram had spread information about the anti-government protests. This is VOA News.